It's time for Congress to cut off the funds for the Paulson-Bush Wall Street bailout. The original premise was credit was frozen up. Well, credit's not frozen up now, but the economy is struggling and people are losing their jobs. And Henry Paulson, Bush's Secretary of the Treasury, is giving the money to banks that don't want it and say they're going to use it to pay dividends to their stockholders. They're going to give bonuses to their CEOs. Others are going to use the money to merge with other banks. And yesterday I got a letter of analysis from the steelworkers saying the U.S. is paying twice as much for these securities in these banks as some private investors. This is outrageous. Congress needs to act to cut off this line of credit to Henry Paulson and Bush and take that money and invest it to shore up our struggling housing and to help put people back to work, building roads, bridges, highways, transit, water, sewer systems, investing the money in the real economy. Let's have trickle-up economics for change and not trickle-down. Today I've contacted the speaker and asked in the strongest terms possible that the congressional lame duck session on November 17th act to cut off this line of credit to Bush and Paulson.